Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially today, because we got something very special going on right now. Joel Abava is back, ladies and gentlemen. Joel is the franchise king, and he's been a member of my Brain Trust now for a long time, 5 or 6 years, and he's recently accomplished something that is very exciting. He's written a book on franchising. It's called Become a Franchise Owner, and it's just out now. We're launching it today. And Joel Abava, welcome back to the show. I am so proud of you.
Thank you, and thank you for gently coaxing me to do it on your show.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. It's one of the fun things I get to do, Joel, over the last 14 years, is meet people like you. And there have been several others who had an idea, who had a point of view, who had some expertise, and I just felt like they had something to say. And I gave, you know, we talked about it, had him back on the show, and over time it would just you know, gel into a product, which in your case is the book, and it's just fun to see people taking that journey of understanding and so I just want to congratulate you, because this is a book that needed to be written, and you needed to write it, and I'm glad you did it.
Thank you so much. It's definitely been a really cool journey, and I've had the book in my hands for a couple of weeks, and it still hasn't like hit me. I don't know why. Maybe I have to take a run to Barnes and Noble.
Well, you know, see, now you're like the dog who chased the car and caught it. Now that you got it, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, now what am I going to do with it? Well, I'm going to get it out there and do as many interviews as I can, and talk to as many people as I can, and just be myself. Have fun.
And that'll go a long way. So, congratulations. Talk to the audience about the process of writing a book like this. We're gonna get into the details in the next segments, but talk about the process of getting this thing out.
Yeah, it's funny. I wrote a blog post last night about it because I wanted to kind of do that. But in January of this year, a young lady at Wiley contacted me from Wiley Business Books, mm-hmm. Wiley Publishing, and she had read a review that I wrote about a friend of mine, David Siteman Garland's book about marketing. And she read the review, and she emailed me, and she said that thanks a lot for the review. I'm the editor for David, and we really appreciate it. And it got me over to your website, and I really think you have some cool things to say. And I'd like to talk to you about a publishing opportunity. And I was like, really? So I emailed her back right away, Lauren, mm-hmm. and the next thing I did was I called my wife. And I said, Janine, hon, you ready for this? I said, I just got probably an offer to write a book. She's like, no way. I said, yeah. She said, I cannot believe you, Joel. And that was the conversation. Yeah, it was her way of saying, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah. so you put the deal together, and yeah.
It took a little while.
And so this whole thing started, though, within less than a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So your book is out. Your book was from invitation to writing to having it on the market in less than a year. Joel, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fast. The slower part was negotiating the deal, which is, right. I mean, it's not like, you know, it was a seven-figure deal or anything, but it took a little longer than I thought it would to do that, because there are a lot of details.
Yeah, it does take a while to get those things knocked out. But the thing is, you already had the content. You had what was in your head. And the point I wanted to make to people is, folks, you probably are, I mean, you couldn't have turned this thing out like in this period of time, Joel, if you didn't already know the subject matter.
Exactly.
If you didn't already know what you want to say.
Yeah.
So exactly. My point to other folks out there is that, you know, you already know what you're an expert on. The producing your book is a matter of details, right?
And to a large degree. Exactly, and it's a natural. If you're, as far as I'm concerned, if someone is doing it right and speaking the truth about whatever expertise they're focused on, whatever industry, et cetera, then it's a natural. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I didn't have to, like, go in the corner and meditate for a half hour and think about, you know, just, every day about what I wanted to write.
You just started putting pieces together that you'd already, things you'd already been talking about, things you'd already been working on, helping your customers.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Well, how do they, tell them how they find the book?
They can find the book at www.becomeafranchiseowner.biz.
.biz. So become a franchise owner. .biz. The book's available wherever books are sold. When we come back, we're going to delve into the book. We're going to open it up and see what our good friend, the franchise king, Joel Ababa, has to say. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.